What's today? Tuesday night, Chodesh Havod, Shara Bitachon. We're in Perek Shlishi. We're in the fifth piece of knowledge. The fifth, not really. The fifth Hakdama, he calls it. The fifth premise that you need to develop full-fledged Bitachon. And we'll learn in Perek Revi how to apply the Bitachon that you've developed in different situations. The fifth one is to strike the proper balance and attitude between bitachon and ishtadlus, what we call ishtadlus. He calls it hisaskus besibos. He doesn't see it as a concession to ein somchen al hanes, but he sees it as a lechatchila, that Hashem made the world in this way, that you have to do things that will bring about the gzeiros Hashem. And if there's no Gzeiros Hashem, no matter what you do, it won't help. And if that is the Gzeiros Hashem, it will happen. But Hashem wants you to bring it about in this way. And he says, why? 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 If it's illusory and it's not real, so why did Hashem insist that it be done this way? So his first reason was because this is the playing field of Bechira. Since the Neshama was sent down to this world to perfect itself, to overcome the Sionos, to make choices, and that determines your Madrega and Olam Haba, your Madrega to which you're bonding with Hashem, the Madrega to which you're Ruchni, and you're bonded with Hashem. So where does that happen? That happens in your Hisaskus Pesibos. That's where it happens, because you're living life and you're doing things, and Hashem said, this is Mutter, this is Osir. This you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do. So, and you see it, you know, I got to do this, this is what I have to do. So that's reason number one. We're on the top of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The second line is the second reason. And he stresses, look at the first line. V'yishchayim b'kach ashchar v'ha'onesh, because of your choice, v'afal pishalo hisig ha'odom b'tzua ha'pu'ulo lahem. You can choose to rob a bank, right? And you might not be successful because Hashem doesn't want you to be rich, right? Or Hashem might have made a gzera that you should be rich, and you chose to do it by robbing a bank. So you didn't become rich because you robbed the bank. You would have become rich if you went and opened the business also, because that was in the gzar din before you were born, Asher or Ani. If you chose to rob a bank, then you chose a bad choice, and you will get punished for it. It's still the robbing a bank that, it's not the robbing the bank that made you rich. I mean, it is in the sense of, that's the chain, that's the link, that's the chain that you chose, that's the seba you chose. Hashem generally does not make people rich by them, you know, getting a Yerusha through an Elta Zayda, or through even a lottery ticket. Usually that's not how it works. Usually Hashem wants us to be Mesasik Mesibos. Now you can choose to open a business and to advertise and to, you know, and run it well and figure out the market and do it properly, not being lazy and not being and realizing that it's up to Hashem if you're Matzliach or not, and you overcome all the Nisyonos, you don't overcharge, let's say. You don't think about your business on Shabbos, etc. And a man is kovei itam l'Torah, and you don't talk lashon hara about your competitor. So you can make those choices, and right. So those are the choices you'll make. But that's not why you're becoming rich. That's how it works out. That's how it plays out. But that's not what's doing it. Okay, for Ofen Hasheni, the second line of the Kuf Lamed Zayin, the second reason why Hashem chose to create a world in which it's necessary, or seemingly necessary, but if the Hashem, it's necessary because that's how Hashem made the world. So it's necessary to be Mesasik Besibos. He says plain and partial, because when people have nothing to do, they get into trouble. Plain and partial. When people are on vacation, they get into trouble. So if we lazied around a whole day and wouldn't have nothing to do, If it wouldn't be necessary for a person to work hard and to be busy a whole day earning his daily bread, his mortgage payment, he would more often than not. He's not making a promise. He's pointing out a sad truth that when people are rich and they find themselves with a lot of empty time, they usually fill it with not such good things. So that's why Hashem wants you to work 9 to 5, and He wants you to work at whatever you have to do. You have to work so that you shouldn't have time. Now he will discuss in a few lines the person that would use his time for good things. So why did Hashem do that to him? But meanwhile, he's talking about the human condition as a whole, and he's saying the reason is because with empty time, you're just going to get into trouble. He wouldn't pay attention, he wouldn't take seriously his obligations to Hashem. Al tovos Hashem olav. That's how Chavis always puts our obligations to be obeyed Hashem in the framework of gratitude, being grateful for what Hashem has given us, starting with life and existence. Ka'omro boyokino v'nevel tofu chalil v'yayin mishtehem es Paul Hashem lo yabitu basayotav lo. They ignore Hashem. This is the Chavis Halvavis is saying they ignore what Hashem has done for them and they just party the whole day. Omar by Yishman Yeshurun by Yibba, the famous Pasuk, Shamanto Visa Kosiso, Vayito Shaloka Osohu. Okay, Omar Rishonim, that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, Yofi Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. The Chazal say there's two ways in which a person should be kept busy. You should keep yourself busy in two ways. Sheyagia Shnehem, keeping yourself busy with these two things, Mashkacha Savon, they'll keep you away from sin. So the Chavis Halvavos doesn't learn, let's say, the way the Rav learns, that if you don't do Talmud Torah, so you'll stop, you'll do Averis, and if you don't do Derech Eretz, then ultimately you'll be Melastim Asavrios. He's not learning like that. He's learning like, if you're not busy, you'll get into trouble. We know, too much leisure time. What do? People get into trouble when they have leisure time. That's what the Chavis Halvavos is saying. And that's how he's learning in that Mishnah. Shigia Shneya Mashkacha Zavon. Without, like, looking at how it works, like the Rav says it. Just the very fact that you're kept busy keeps you out of trouble. The Chol Torah Sheni Mamalacha Soifu B'Teilu B'Gorera Zavon. The Yoser Koshe, so obviously it's even worse, someone who doesn't do either of them. Chazal is suggesting these two things. If you don't do either of them, obviously asking for big trouble. B'sheifsed eshneihem yachad v'lo hitrid machshavto be'echod mehem. B'hinei, b'nihu halbore yisale esha'odom esiko b'nyonu olom olzeh v'olom abo. So he gave a person what to be misasek in order to earn his existence in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. That's how he's learning. That's Yofi Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. So that's what you're busy with the whole day. You're busy with Parnasa for Olam Hazeh, and you're busy with Talmud Torah, so to speak, and mitzvahs for Olam Haba. And that's what you're busy with. That's what you're doing. So you don't start thinking about things that just take you away from normal life, and you start, looking for things that are not your experience. And this is why people go on to drugs and other forbidden pleasures. They're looking for thrills. They're looking for things beyond their experience. They're looking to, I'm looking to experience something. They're not happy with their world, so they're looking for more. So they look for things, and if they have time, they have the tools to do it. So, he's too busy. You say, how come you don't, you know, you go on, doesn't have time even for vacation. Vacations can be dangerous, right? He doesn't have time for vacation. He can't. He has to earn money. He can't. He can't go on vacation. He can't afford a vacation. Whatever's beyond him, he doesn't have any pretensions, and he's not looking for anything. He just wants to make ends meet and, you know, get by. You go in yon, and like this, he says it'll affect you in gashmiyustika pleasures, or philosophically, if you're not busy, so you have time to stop and think, about Torah and science and dinosaurs. These things don't matter. It really doesn't matter. If someone wants to go into it because there are people, so that's okay, you know. But stop to just to contribute an article to Hakira, you know, you're up to volume 9 already. Just to write stupid articles there, maybe some Rishonim. The people on Aish have nothing to do. You know how you sum up the Chavis Halvavis in modern day vernacular? You say, get a life. That's what you tell someone. Get a life. You notice, you don't notice journal Hakira? So people are busy writing. Maybe Hashem does have a goof. Maybe he does. Some Rishonim hold he does. Irish guy, they have nothing to do a whole day. It's nothing to do with their lives. If they wouldn't be able to meet the mortgage payment one month, they wouldn't have time to write these stupid articles. They have to earn money. They would have to get an honest job instead of writing, oh, not all the Rishonim hold of the 13 Animamins. It's not so poshut. Who does the Rambam think he is to make up 13 Animamins? Those are the kind of articles it has. So it's made by people who have too much time on their hands. That's another lawsuit, you say. I think they have way too much time on their hands. That's the Chayyim Kovod says. When people have too much time on their hands, they get into trouble.